Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, June 19th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, protests after the verdict in the Yanez case and the last matchstick factory closes. Hundreds of people spent part of their weekend marching and protesting the acquittal of the police officer who shot and killed Philando Castile. The demonstrations remained peaceful through the weekend, although 18 people were arrested early Saturday morning. And it wasn't hard to find anger and frustration. Dewahali Saikauta was in St. Anthony Village yesterday and has this report.
As the crowd grew larger in front of the St. Anthony Village City Hall, Corden Nielsen picked up a bullhorn.
I'm angry. I'm hurt for his entire family. I'm hurt for the state of Minnesota. I'm hurt for all of my black brothers and sisters. Because Minnesota just rubber stamped the killing of black bodies.
He's part of an organization called New North, a St. Paul group that aims to help victims and families of police violence, including Philando Castile's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, and her daughter, Diana.
Even though Philando was not Diana's father, he was the stepfather figure in her life, and he should be here today to celebrate with her, and he's not.
Nielsen said Castile was also a father figure to all the kids over at J.J. Hill Montessori School, where he worked as a cafeteria supervisor.
I've talked to hundreds of kids there who just, they loved that man. They loved Mr. Phil, and it's just, this is so tragic.
I lost my friend! You think I feel good?
John Thompson was a close friend of Philando Castile. He was at the courthouse Friday, and 2 days later, he's more angry about the verdict.
Shame on you jurors! Each and every one of you failed African-American men and told the police departments around the world it's okay to shoot black men if you're scared of us. I ain't scared of y'all no more.
After he put the bullhorn down, protesters hugged him as he became overwhelmed with emotions.
I'm so mad. They keep telling us we don't mean nothing to the world. The world, we don't mean nothing.
We love you, man.
If Philando don't get it,
shut it down.
If Philando don't get it,
shut it down.
Later, the protesters marched less than a mile to a nearby shopping center, disrupting traffic and shutting down streets for several hours. It was clear emotions were running high in the city where Yanez had worked as an officer. Some neighbors were seen crying in their front yards. Some motorists were annoyed by the protest.
I can't go grocery shopping.
Another person stopped to ask, who is Philando Castile and why are they protesting? Abdi Iman of Eden Prairie carried a protest sign that read, Justice for Philando. He also wore large white wings on his back made of real feathers, as if to symbolize an angel of peace.
These type of moments make us come together like this, the way that we are right now, and forever marks, you know, the incident in people's hearts and minds, and hopefully changes police and how they are trained.
All right.
Attorney, activist, and Minneapolis mayoral candidate Nakimi Levy Pounds was also in the crowd. She had organized Saturday night's protest too.
If Philando Castile, with all the goodness that he brought to the children of the school that he worked at, cannot get justice in the state of Minnesota, then no black man can get justice in the state of Minnesota.
Nodding in agreement is Lori Bushbaum, a Unitarian Universalist minister from Minneapolis. She was one of the first to arrive. She stood crying, quietly holding a small sign of a Minnesota license plate that read, Shame.
I'm holding this sign and all I feel is profound sadness, profound shame that I live in a state where a black man can be murdered by a police officer for no reason other really than he's black, and that we cannot find that officer guilty.
Chicago and New York City also held marches in the name of Philando Castile over the weekend. Dewahali Saikauta, Minnesota Public Radio News, St. Anthony.
In Cloquet, the last remaining wooden matchstick factory in the country will close this summer. The Diamond Match Factory is one of three major wood products plants in town, which bills itself as the city of wood industries. The forest products industry has been hit hard in Minnesota over the past decade, but as Dan Crocker reports, people in Cloquet are hopeful they can hang on even after the matchstick factory goes away. To try to learn just how integral the wood products industry is to the Cloquet area, I sat down with Marshall Johnson.
Born and raised in Cloquet, worked at the mills for actually 47 years.
Johnson is mayor of the little town of Scanlon, right next to Cloquet. The 72-year-old is retired now. He started working at the big paper mill in town in 1964.
I've had two grandfathers that worked for the mills. My uncle worked for the mills. I and two of my brothers worked for the mills.
And now one of his daughters works at the mill, operating the same paper machine he used to run. For more than a century, the paper mill, the matchstick plant, and a third factory that makes ceiling tiles have provided hundreds of good-paying jobs in this small city of 12,000 people. They're all here because of the St. Louis River. In the late 1800s, giant white pines were cut up north and floated down the river to Cloquet. But Johnson says the industry's impact goes far beyond the wages and taxes it pays.
They've always been involved in contributing to the welfare of the city. They're involved in the school board. They're involved in the hospital board, involved in United Way.
That history and community are why it was such a big blow to Cloquet when the news came last month that the match factory is closing.
There's a lot of concern. There's a lot of emotion.
Steve Petaletti is president of the United Steelworkers Local 970 Union. He says after initially being told the plant would remain open 4 to 6 months, it could now close as early as July 28th.
And as the days get closer, you can feel a little more emotion. So we basically speak as a union, watch your fellow employee. If you see something wrong, you know, to help them out.
The factory owner, Newell Brands, recently sold the Diamond Match brand, but the new owner didn't want the Cloquet factory. 85 employees are losing their jobs. Over the past 10 years, jobs in wood product manufacturing in the state have dropped by more than 30%. Paper mill jobs have been cut by more than 20%. But despite those trends, there's still optimism in Cloquet. In fact, you can find it right across the street from the match factory at the tallest building in Minnesota north of the Twin Cities. Every day, 5,500 tons of wood are processed here at the Sappy Mill. An entire tree is reduced to small chips in mere seconds. They're fed into giant pressure cookers and turned into pulp. But that pulp isn't just used to make paper anymore. 4 years ago, Sappy converted its mill to also be able to make a product called specialized cellulose.
Here's the final product coming off the pulp dryer into the bales.
Mill director Mike Schultz says the cellulose is shipped overseas, where it's used to make fabrics like rayon. With the paper market declining, Schultz says Sappy wanted to diversify. The cellulose is used in everything from clothing to grated cheese, even cell phone screens.
That was about $170, $180 million investment. You don't see investments like that in our industry, in particular in North America, very much anymore.
And that gives Schultz confidence that the Sappy mill can continue to thrive in Cloquet. But Sappy, too, has had to shed jobs.
So I'll give you a point of reference. In 2002, when Sappy acquired the mill, we were about 1,050 employees, and today we're about 685. Again, it's all about how do we survive, and part of that is becoming more efficiency with our human resources as well.
The other major wood products company in Cloquet is USG, which makes ceiling tiles. That factory has also cut jobs over the years, but still employs more than 300 people. Cloquet Community Development Director Holly Hansen wants to retain those jobs and hopefully lure a new company into the match factory.
I do know that some wood product industry companies are touring it. I think the question is, does it fit their needs?
In the meantime, Hansen hopes Cloquet can revitalize its downtown and riverfront while also retaining its industrial legacy that's been here for over a century. Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News, Cloquet. And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.